And sawhorses?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. You ever seen something that was on that order, a wooden frame, but it was shaped more like an X, and you could put a log maybe right in the middle of it to brace it so that you could saw an end off or something like that?
Mm-mm.
Haven't seen anything like that? Okay. All right. When you get up in the morning, you might use on your hair either a comb or a
brush.
Sure. And when you do that, you say that you're going to
brush my hair.
Right. Okay. I don't know if they have these in barbershops anymore around here, but used to, if a man was going to use a straight razor to shave with, he'd have this long leather thing that he could sharpen the razor on. Have you ever seen one of those?
Mm-mm.
Haven't seen one of those. You ever heard people refer to it as a strap or strop, something like that?
Mm-mm.
Not familiar with that. Okay. What about something that you would fire in a pistol or a rifle? You would call that a
bullet.
Or another word for it?
A shell.
Okay. Anything else?
Mm-mm.
What about, can you think of anything that begins with the letter C?
Cartridge.
Sure. Okay. And something that you played on when you were growing up. One kid got on one end of it and one on the other, and you went like so.
Seesaw.
Yeah. What did you say you were doing?
Seesaw.
Okay. And something maybe that was similar to that, except it was fixed in the middle and it went round and round instead of this action.
We just call that a merry-go-round.
Right. Sure. Ever heard something like that called a flying Jenny?
Mm-mm.
Not familiar with that. Okay. Ever heard of a juggling board?
Mm-mm.
Okay. And something that's very common, you just have two ropes suspended from the limb of a tree with something to sit on and
swing.
Sure. Okay. What about maybe if somebody was using a coal-burning stove to heat the house? Have you ever seen a container that they might keep next to the stove, you know, with extra coal in it? Is there something to keep nearby to fuel the stove with? Any idea what that container would be called?
Mm-mm. I don't know.
You ever heard of a cold scuttle or a cold bucket? Or not familiar with that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about the pipe that goes out the back of the stove into the chimney? What would you call that?
The stove pipe, I guess.
Okay, fine. And this thing that your father probably has one when he works in the yard, it's got two handles on it you pick up on and one wheel down the front, and you can run around the yard in it.
I don't know.
You know, you just pick up on one end.
Oh, a wheelbarrow.
Sure, right, okay. You ever heard that called anything besides wheelbarrow?
I don't think so.
Georgia buggy?
No, I don't
heard
know
that.
That.
Okay. Say if your father had an axe and he wanted to sharpen it. Have you ever seen one of these things, a big round kind of rock that you can either turn with a handle, or some of them are pedal operated? You use your feet and you just turn that thing and the stone moves around and you put the axe up next to it and it sharpens the blade.
He has something like that, but you have to plug it in and it, I mean, it's not, I don't think he bought it or anything.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what you'd call it though.
Okay, have you ever heard of a grindstone or grind rock?
I've heard of a grindstone.
Grindstone, okay. What about something smaller than that that you could hold in your hand and sharpen a knife on?
A file or something like that, is that what you mean?
Okay. What about whetstone or wet rock?
Whetstone. I think whetstone. I don't know about a wet rock.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And that vehicle that I drove up in, you just called that a
car.
Right. Okay. I didn't come on a bicycle. Say if your car messed